जो गुरुदेव गोबर किशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज सपोज टू बी जो गुरुदेव बाबा और गुरु महाराज भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इस डे विशा पिया He came from Faridpur district, East Bengal, now in Bangladesh. And about 32 years he passed in Vrindavan, in secluded life, bhajan. After that he came to Navadvip. And he stayed in near Baral Ghat, just near that Peri Ghat, in the Dharamsala room. To avoid bad association of the so-called Sahajiya Vaishnava and the other worldly thinking people. Only when regardful persons visited him, he used to ask them chant this Mahamantra Krishna, Hare Krishna. And sometimes he was out for Madhukari. I told you have heard perhaps that even the boys knowing nothing about his great noble life, sometimes they used to run after him, and also sometimes in a ridiculous tone, throwing some dust, etc. And he used to remark, Krishna, you are at the back of all these disturbances. His thought was in such level always. The Krishna is the back. The boys are disturbing me, and the Krishna is at his back. So to say, hey Krishna, I shall complain to Yashoda Mahi. You are disturbing me in such a way. I shall go and report your such behavior to Yashoda Ma, and he will punish you. In this way, in this level of life, he lived. And also we are told, one day, one famous Bhagavat explanationist was Pran Gopal Goswami. He used to explain Bhagavatam 10 rupees per hour. He made it as his occupation. And that is against pure devotional practice. He wanted that he would explain Bhagavatam just before Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. And the Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj had heard his explanation this fame will fetch more money for him. Because at that time, the benevolent king of Bahadurpur, Murshidabad, Manindra Nandi, he came to visit that Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj as the greatest as the greatest devotee of the whole of Gaur Mandal. And also our Guru Maharaj was his disciple. So his certificate has much value. The Goswami, he gives proposal, but he does not speak anything, he is silent. This way, thrice proposal was made, but he could deaf ears. Then one day, out of his own accord, he made arrangement of explaining Bhagavad just before, on the land before him. He was in a hut on the banks of Ganges, and there that Pran Gopal Goswami, a renowned explainer of Bhagavatam, came with his own men, made arrangement of everything, and explained Bhagavatam for some time, and went. He did not speak a single word. Gaurakishore Babaji kept silence. Strange silence. But after it is finished, he asked his attendant, just purify this place with cow dung. He was astonished. What? This is already purified, and Bhagavat explanation took place here. So many gentlemen sat in the house. They have taken out the mat, everything. But this place is quickly cleansed. Then he put the question to Babaji Maharaj. It is very, no doubt, it is already cleansed place. Why do you say to cleanse it again? I can't understand, can't follow you. No, I say you cleanse. I don't follow, what do you like to say? It's already a very clear place. The Goswami came and explained Bhagavatam here. Then he came out. You heard Bhagavatam, but I heard only rupee. Mm-hmm. He did not explain Bhagavatam for the satisfaction of Krishna. For Krishna, he did not spread here Krishna conception, Krishna consciousness. But for something else, he committed offense against Bhagavatam. He wanted to use Bhagavata as his occupation, the means to earn money. Bhagavata explanation, when meant to earn money, then it is offense against Bhagavatam. It is not devotion, service to Bhagavatam, service to Krishna. He is using Bhagavata as servant, to serve his family interest. This is not Bhagavata explanation, Bhagavata katha. The object of the action will judge its characteristic. For himself, for Bhagavata, then it is Bhagavata Katha. As much as he can, as his capacity, he must try to satisfy Bhagavata. Bhagavata should be raised for Bhagavata's interest, not for any mundane interest. So our devotion to many gods. But if Annavidas Karma Gyan, if there is any fleeting desire to be satisfied by that, or any organized exploitation, even according to the regulation of the Dharma Shastra, or even to work out our salvation, mukti, Annavidas Karma Gyan, again, to acquire knowledge by which we can attain our emancipation from this entanglement. That is also not bhakti, devotion. Devotion presupposes surrender, for in his interest, that is the test for itself, for himself. Then it will be devotion proper, Krishna confirms. Then Bhagavata reading, or to make it subservient to some other mundane purpose, or even for the emancipation, liberation, that is also not considered among devotion. Because the conception of salvation, liberation, according to Bhagavad, is to be reinstated in our serving position. That is liberation proper. Liberation from the mania of eternal rest, idleness. Our life proper is dynamic, is serving. Serving, contributing, contribution for the whole, or for him, everything, every infinite is his part, such whole. That is Bhagavata, that is devotion. Prabhupada Maharaj says, these remarks, that I shall report to Yashoda, you are disturbing me, Krishna. What does he say? In what plane he is living? Everything done. Tattrinukampan. Even crossing that. Whatever is done at the suggestion of Krishna. And again, this explanation of Bhagavatam by an ordinary scholar of Bhagavatam, it is offense. It is not Bhagavata explanation. As Mahaprabhu wanted in the case of Devananda Pandit, that was also worse. The explanation of Bhagavatam in the line of impersonal absolute. Mahaprabhu wanted to tear out his books, Devananda Pandit. But afterwards, he was excused, pardoned, and he became devotee of Mahaprabhu. So Babaji Maharaj was such type of Vaishnava Paramahamsa. And our Guru Maharaj had the suggestion, suggested by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, took Diksha from that Prabhu Kishore Babaji Maharaj. His day was this past Ekadashi, he disappeared. Then when he disappeared, or how to bury him. The Sahaja section, they approached that he was one of us. So it is our duty and our claim to bury him in a place where we will be honored. As we shall show, this is the burial place of that Paramahansa, Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore, and our dignity will be increased. They tried in that way. But there is other small party, they informed our Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj came and the case was taken to police station. Our Guru Maharaj told he was not one of these ordinary Babaji section. He was Paramahamsa. The police officer told, we know about Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Was there any Paramahamsa here? Guru Maharaj asserted, only by the touch of his, the feet dust of this Paramahamsa, hundreds of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa may be delivered. They will be liberated from this worldly ties. What do you say? Hundreds of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, if they can touch the feet of this Gaur Kishore Das Paramahamsa, they will be all delivered. Yes, you are such Paramahamsa. Anyhow, then all other Babaji's fled away and in some place of his duty, he was buried Samadhi. Then again, after a few days, the Ganges began to encroach, and his Samadhi was to be removed, and our Guru Maharaj managed to take it to Mayapur, and that is a temple in Mayapur, and Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, in the Radhakunda, on the bank of Radhakunda, western bank of Radhakunda. His remains were buried there, and temple there. Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. He asked our Guru Maharaj, don't go to Calcutta. Remain in the Dham and go on chanting Krishna Nam. Why do you bother about that? But Guru Maharaj, he came with some other inspiration direct. He came to relieve the whole of the world with that idea. That idea. He answered, Guru Babaji Maharaj told, Kodikata means Kodisthan, Kodi. Kodi means that you know from Bhagavatam, Kali, this worst yuga, Kali, personified, sin personified. So Babaji Maharaj told Kalikata is Kalistan, that is full of filth, a filthy place. The business, the place of business, the place of exploitation, mutual rubbing, all these things, nasty place, you avoid that. But Guru Maharaj answered, by dint of your foot dust. I have got so much charm in your foot dust. By the dint of your foot dust, I can conquer thousands and thousands of kodi. They won't be able to disturb my attention from your holy feet. By the power of your holy feet, feet dust, I can conquer the whole world. Please bless me in that life. When this Guru Maharaj made his attempt to preach, and in his conception, so powerful, the principle of exploiting life seems to be so powerful, capturing the whole humanity almost. All busy to survive at the cost of others. Survival of the fittest, struggle. Everyone is making struggle to emulate his condition. A competition, great competition. Everyone wants to be king, to be monarch. I am monarch of all, I said. Everyone is attempting to become monarch. This idea, this principle, was seemed to be very weak to the eyes of Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He used to say that the cocks roam about with an elegant stride. As they have got much strength in their leg with such air. So he used to give example of that. Murgi tang. The strength in the leg of a cock. How much power it may contain. So the kodi, what power it has got. The present principle of civilization, all exploiting, attempt. What is its strength? I can crush it with the spark of Krishna consciousness. I can burn them to ashes. With this strength he came. This present civilization, what is that at its back? How much strength it has got? I like to crush them wholesale by Krishna consciousness. So much prospect, full of prospect, from all round prospect there. And what immediate prospect this worldly people has got? To propose in the field, in the battle. That was his idea. A totalitarian war against the Kodi, against this age and this civilization, including all conceptions of so-called religious views. Maybe some partial representation of some goodness there. But in comparison with Krishna consciousness, what position they may hold? The wholes and solution of every life in its fullest speech is to be found only in Krishna. Akhila rasamrita murti, so sarvadharmān parityajyamāmeva. Give up all your duties, all conception of your duties, and come to me alone, and you will have not to repent anything. More than what you want, satisfaction will get, compensation will get, beyond your aspiration. It is only a mere false statement in the end of conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. It is the real statement. Everything on one side, I am alone on one side, and your interest may be best represented coming to me, giving up everything. The truth is such, absolute truth is such, absolute consideration is of such nature. You try to understand, try to come in connection, and you would be able. Vidyati, Zarebhanti, Chiddhanti, Sattva Samsaya. Hiyanti, Jasya Karman. The whole self treatment. The whole self, or totality, transformation. Totalitarian transformation of everything. You are well adjusted, they are, and the proper adjustment you will find. And that is possible. That is your real liberation, and that is your best attainment. That is life. Die to live. That is proper life. And this is the life of an abnormal life of a robbery. Everyone exploiting another. One body is to be maintained and so many bodies must be finished. Is this a life? Is this a model of life? At the cost of so many living friends, I am keeping up, I am feeding myself, and keeping up. The most heinous form, most shameful, sinful life. At the cost of the environment, I can grow only hateful things. So Lord Kishore Babaji Maharaj, his days of disappearance, was this last Ekadashi, Uttan Ekadashi. Uttan means the demigods, ordinary gods. Demons and the gods do classification, good souls, bad souls. Beyond this body, after leaving this body, the jiva soul stay in mental body. At the death, this flesh body drops down, but the man in the mental system, he is. And the country also, where they can live, there is also government, classification of. So God, the good people and the bad people, Asura, Deva, those good people, beyond this life, they stay. They are supposed to live somewhere in the Sumeru, nearby, where in from geographical representation we hear the land of the Eskimo, perhaps, Sumeru, where 6 months day, 6 months night. When the sun towards the north, those 6 months a day, and sun comes towards the, by the movement of earth, towards the south, that is their night, 6 months. So at night, this Dakshinayan, that is when the sun going towards the south of the earth by their movement, mutual movement of the sun and the earth. Really it is by the movement of the earth. The sun comes, seems to come to the south, and that is Dakshinayan, that is far off from the north pole. So that is night, that is the time of sleeping for the gods. So they are supposed to sleep in that mental body, and they rise this Ekadashi day after 4 months deep sleep, 4 months. 6 months night, so after, out of 6 months they sleep 4 months. So in the early morning they rise in this Ekadashi day, it is supposed, the Uttana Ekadashi. Uttana Ekadashi. Svayam Ekadashi, Vasa Parivartan. According to time, it changes also. They have the movement, with the movement of the earth, it begins. It is coming earlier. One Balagangadhar Tilak, a political leader and a scholar also of Maharashtra, and he was imprisoned for 6 years. From that prison, he continued his search in the Upanishad, basic doctrine. And he told that and the present scholars, they also accepted his theory, told that when this particular verse of Veda was written at that time, this Borodin, at the beginning of the increment in day, somewhere was in month of March or so, Chaitra Phalguni. It was hinted there that the sun was going in his chariot, and suddenly the legs of his horses was broken. Something like this was written in a particular verse of the Vedas. And from there he concluded that this the increment of the day over the night was begun at that time, in the month of Phalguna. Now it has come to the month of Push in December. But it begins in December. But it was at that time when this was composed, this shloka, it was every 100 years, one day is approaching. every 100 years, one day comes nearer. So many 100 years ago, this verse was composed. At that time, this Baladen, the beginning of the bigger day, was used to take place at that, at something in March. And now it is in December. It advanced so much. So, Dakhilayan, Uttarayan. Uttarayan is considered to be the day and Dakhilayan the night. And in, according to that, Uttan Ekadashi, Swayan Ekadashi, Parsha Parivartan, this name has come from this theory. The Uttan Ekadashi day was the day of departure of Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. Hare Krishna. I composed a poem in the name of Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. Namo Namo Gaur Kishore Tuppam. Gurur Gurur Me Paramo Gurustam. In this way. Mahajasu Bhakti Vinoda Bandhu. Mahaprabhu Prema Kripaika Sindhu. Jagannath Vipas Padendu. Namo Namo. Vivikta. Vivikta. Vajar Navajju Rahu Vidashi. Vivikta in Vrindavan. And then come to Kochit Vaja. Aranya Vivikta Vasi Vaja. Jubadanda Rahu Vidashi. Bahir Viragi Stavadhuta Vesi. Namo Namo Gaura Kishurata. Kochit Pana Gaura Vananta Chari. Surapagati Vrasu Vihari. Bahir Viragi Stavadhuta Vesi. Pavitra Gaubina Karam Kadhari. Sada Harir Nama Udara Tantam. Grihi Grihi Madhukari Matantam. Namanti Deva Vrijan Mahantam. Namo Namo Gaura Kishore Tuppam. Vihaya Sangam Kuliya Dayanam. Pravichyad Sevang Daita Nuvashya. Vihasi Nam Maya Pura Mandirastu. Namo Namo Gaura Kishore Tuppam. This way, try to give a glimpse of his divine life in this poetry. Hare Krishna. Today we are told the day of disappearance of Bhugavata Goswami and and the Kashinathar's son.
Jagadish.
Jagadish Pandit.
Yes, Jagadish Pandit.
And Bhugadbha Goswami. And the Kashinath. I was told. Bhugavata Goswami was a friend of Loknath Goswami, the Gurudev of Narottam. Came from the same place and lived in Vrindavan together. I got Vaishnava revered. Unassuming nature. And Kashishwar Pandit. God brother of Mahaprabhu, the disciple of Ishwarpuri. When Ishwarpuri, at the time of his disappearance, he asked those two of his disciples, Govinda and the Kashyapa. Go to Krishna Chaitanya and serve him as long as you live. So after the disappearance of Ishvara Puripad, both of them went to Puri and surrendered themselves to the divine feet of Mahaprabhu, saying that this is the order of our Gurudev, that the rest of our life we shall be your, like to your attendant, to be your attendant. Mahaprabhu showed some hesitation in the beginning. Guru Seva was Manyavana. You are my this servitor, attendant of my Gurudev. How can I engage you in my service? Rather, I shall have to respect you as my brother. But this was our Guru's order. I have come to you. What to do, you to know best. Then Mahaprabhu, though he knew everything, he asked Sadhu Bhama, you have got much knowledge about the scripture. Now what to do? Generally, the disciple of my Guru is my brother. I must show some respect to them. But Gurudev has given some order. They say that to engage them in my service, what should I do? Sarvabhauma told, Guru Ragna Balava. What he has ordered, that has got, must have preparance. Then what to do? He engaged Govinda in his direct service. And Kashinath, he came of a Brahmin family, however very strong, and physically very strong. So, when Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple, and there was much crowd, at that time Kashinath's duty was to go just in front of Mahaprabhu and to push the crowd and the outside and clear the way. We find his duty in that way. And the Govinda 24 hours attendant. Even when Mahaprabhu expressed his disgust with the environment, oh, you Govinda, let us go to Alamba. I won't stay here. They are coming and requesting me unduly. I shall go to plead to the king for Gopinath Patanaya, that the king may forgive his he stole some money from his state.